The Irony of Deja Vu by Lara E. Sims. Narrated by Nathan Beatty. Prologue. Friday, 18th of March, 2039, 9:30 a.m. D.S. Stephen Porter was fighting the urge to be sick. He never felt comfortable around dead bodies, which was weird considering his job. He often reflected on the abruptness of murder, how you could be riding along happily one minute and be ripped from life the next. Today, however, the discovery of the two lifeless bodies in the undergrowth of Madeley Forest had a personal touch. The mid-March sun beat down upon him, unusually warm as the medical examiner Byron Barron probed the victims. Stephen was praying silently to himself. Please, God, no, I can't stand this. I'll do anything. Let it not be them. I'll go to church every single day, twice on Sundays. Byron Barron stripped off his plastic gloves as his assistants moved the bodies to body bags. What do you think? Stephen asked, almost nervously. Dead for up to 36 hours, Byron replied. Manner of death? Stephen replied. Shot at point-blank range in the head. Either double murder or murder-suicide. An hour or so apart. The female has injuries consistent with being held by ropes on the wrist and track marks all the way up the arms. Both have been disemboweled. Byron hedged his bets. Identification? Stephen stepped round to take a look, and his breath stopped abruptly in his chest. His prayers had not been answered. Even if he couldn't see the perfectly preserved face, he would have recognized the wedding ring on the female's finger. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds winked up at him. He had been present the day nearly 36 years before, when that gold band, complete with stunning stones, was slipped onto Laurel Marie Hunter's finger. Her hands lay peacefully across her chest, though her death can have been anything but peaceful. Her emerald eyes were open, glassy, but not accusing. Her graying auburn hair was loose around her shoulders. She didn't look like a woman, just less than a month short of her 52nd birthday. Her skin had aged well. Slowly, reluctantly, Stephen slid his eyes to the other body. Laurel's husband had a resigned look on his face, as though accepting this turn of events as inevitable. Darren Joseph Hunter's eyes, as deeply sapphire as his wife's, were emerald, were also open and blank. The single plain gold band he had worn for the best part of 36 years was still on his finger. His balding blonde hair was, as usual, gelled carefully, but at the same time carelessly, into spikes. Stephen felt the urge to be violently sick. His thoughts were all over the place. There was the family to be informed. The Hunter family tree was so complicated it was fucking ridiculous. Then there was the fact that Darren was his oldest childhood friend, though Stephen's own actions over the last 3 years or so were questionable to say the least in this regard. He walked away, hands deep in his pocket, and ducked out from under the crime scene tape. This forest had a very bloody history. There was, of course, the Madeley Jackson saga that made women's eyes glint and men wince in pain at the very thought. Stephen wondered if Angie had ever considered that drastic action with Joseph's genitals. It was all academic now, anyway. Stephen's blood iced over as he thought this. The only reason Angela Jane Hunter had found to continue to exist was lying feet from him, being prodded and poked by dispassionate, completely professional hands. She would never, ever recover from this. He may as put the gun in her hand and watch as she pulled the trigger. Then there was the Jimmy Eric Marshall kidnapping, which had ended with famous actress Ellie Ryan mysteriously drowning in the forest's lake last year. Her films were on all the time now, a constant reminder of how he had messed up when the grandson of disabled Ellie Ryan and blind actor Jake Marshall had disappeared. They had been required somehow to take matters into their own hands. The child had been recovered safe and well, but Jake Marshall was now a loud critic of the police. Bitter Stephen supposed about his own mistaken arrest. It always sickened Stephen how many relationships Jake had. His 4 marriages had produced 16 children. He was currently in the process of divorcing his current wife, Tamara Lambert. He had a new girlfriend, Tatiana Wells, former TV presenter. She had peroxide blonde hair and big baby blue eyes. That much wealth disgusted Stephen. He'd be happy to find that Jake had a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?